DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined in studio for International Women's Day by Gareth Mullins. He, the executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Within, and also co-host of the Dish Get Out podcast. Gareth, good morning.
How are you, Pat?
I'm great. Thank you, Gareth. So, you are going to do a treat for Mother's Day, and it's a word that I haven't heard, streusel.
You pronounce it much better than me, as always. But
streusel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
so
not
it's a raspberry
strudel.
No, it's not a strudel. A streusel cake, and it's kind of like a crumble. And the cake is like, you know, a lot of cakes, sometimes you're whipping up eggs and sugar, and this is like a batter-based cake. And you can see it. I brought some in there. It gives a kind of a fairly dense texture, but it really, really moist. And then the streusel part that goes on the top gives it a little bit of a crunch. Now, I'm also covering it with some raspberry icing. So it's a real treat, this cake, and really easy to make.
And only 2 calories per slice.
2 calories per slice. Yeah,
okay, so what do we need?
So what you're going to need for the cake part, you're going to need 400 mils of milk and a tablespoon of cider vinegar, 350 grams of plain flour, 350 grams of caster sugar, a teaspoon of bacon powder and 3/4 teaspoon of bacon. Sorry, a teaspoon of baking soda and 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder. So but 2 rising agents. Mm-hmm. Then you've got a pinch of salt, 150 mils of sunflower oil. You'll see that a lot in bakery where you put oil in instead of butter. It keeps it really moist. Tablespoon of vanilla and then 100 grams of raspberry. And then for the streusel, what you need is 45 grams of flour, 30 grams of sugar and 30 grams of butter. I'll just tell you how to make that while we're on here. So you just put all the ingredients into a bowl.
Yeah.
Make sure the butter is nice and cold. And use your thumb and your forefinger to run your fingers through. And what happens is you'll see it starting to come together. If it clumps a little bit, that's perfectly okay because it's going to be added to the top of the cake before we bake it.
So this is the streusel, the 45 grams of flour, 30 grams of sugar, 30 grams of butter, just
into a bowl and you just rub it together until it all comes together.
And that's your streusel.
That's it. That's what goes on the top. And then for the raspberry icing, what you need is 60 grams of icing sugar, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice and 5 raspberries. You just crush the raspberries with the back of a fork in a bowl and then you throw in the lemon juice and then you put in the sugar till it comes together and you can see it on the top of the
cake. So now we've 2 constituents, but we need to make the cake.
The cake now is really, I think, the easiest part. So what are you going to do? You're going to preheat your oven to 170 degrees if it's a fan oven and 180 if it's not a fan. Prepare an 8-inch springform tin by lining the bottom of it with some baking paper and then just brush the edge with a little bit of oil. And then what I want you to do is to make the streusel. I've already told you about that. So in a large bowl, I want you to put the milk and the vinegar and set it to one side. What the vinegar does is it just cuts across the sweetness and it might slightly curdle the milk, but don't worry about that because when you fold everything else in, it'll just come back. And then in another bowl, I want you to put the flour, the baking powder, the baking soda and the salt, mix that together, and now you add in the sugar, the oil and the vanilla extract in on top of the milk and give it a good whisk, and then you just take a sieve and sift in the dry ingredients in on top, and then you can use a wooden spoon or a whisk to bring it together and it'll form a batter. At that point, all you're going to do is pour that batter mix straight into your prepared tin.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you can sprinkle on your raspberries. The raspberries will slightly sink into the cake. Don't worry about that. And then you put on your streusel mix all across the top of the cake. And then all we're going to do is pop it into a preheated oven, which we've already done, at 170 if it's a fan or 180 if it's conventional. And you're going to bake it for 40 to 45 minutes. Now, after the 40 to 45 minutes, take it out. Use a knife or a clean toothpick.
Yeah, push it into. I often use a skewer. You know,
skewer is perfect.
Skewers.
Yeah, exactly. Push it into the centre of the cake and pull it out. If it comes out clean, it's cooked. If there's any kind of batter mix left it on, pop it back into the oven and continue to cook for another 5 or 10 minutes. Then, when you're happy that it's cooked, it comes out onto a wire tray. Leave it for about 10 minutes. What that'll do is it'll just let the cake relax a little bit, and then you take the springform. Run your knife around the edge. Take the springform tin off, and then smother it with that icing. And what happens is the icing kind of seeps down into the cake a little bit. And what you're left with is this raspberry, delicious, moist cake, which is a perfect bake, I think, for the weekend that's in it.
You have a container with a few slices of it to share with the gang.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
It is. It's quite a dense cake, but it's really like it's perfect for like an afternoon tea treat or something along those lines. And it really is not, there's not a whole lot of technical, you're not making sabayons or whipping anything up. It's literally just folding it all together. It's very, very delicious.
So make it for mum.
I think make it this weekend. It's a perfect weekend to do it. So all you need is a few recipes and a little bit of time and knowledge. The recipe is up on my Instagram as always if someone wants to find it. So
very good. Gareth Mullen. Oh, afternoon tea. You're doing that. Your new afternoon tea has been launched.
I've been hesitant to talk about this because it's a project that I've actually been working on for about 18 months now, really. And we've created an afternoon tea based on places and poetry around Ireland. So it launches this Sunday for Mother's Day. We have a string quartet playing. I actually have a couple of tables left. So if anybody wants to book, they can jump onto the hotel's website and book a table. But it's something that I'm very proud of, and it's I'm very happy with it, and a lovely way to spend an afternoon, I think.
That sounds very nice. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.